Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has yet again favored us with this Mubarak great month of Ramadan, an opportunity once again for us to reap from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fullest forgiveness, mercies, rahmat abounding upon us. It's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that He has afforded us this opportunity once again to experience this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Many were with us last year who are not here this year, and we do not even know whether we will get the opportunity of experiencing the entire month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe spiritually and physically for this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan safe and accepted from us. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of carrying out deeds that please Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these broken efforts of ours acceptable in His court and accept them from us. Last year we were at Ramadan, we all know the floods that affected us. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with afiyah and make this Ramadan so that we can come closer to Him and we can reap from His countless treasures of forgiveness, of mercy, of rahmah, etc. Inshallah, as per the norm, our taraweeh in our masjid will be recited as 1 1/4 sipara for the first 4 nights, and thereafter reciting 1 para for the rest of Ramadan to end the khatam on the 29th night. Ramadan is a month of tolerance. Many people, whilst they are fasting, things that they usually can tolerate sometimes become difficult for them. So we should try our best to increase our tolerance levels also. Sometimes things may not be as perfect and as we would love them to be and as we would like them to be. So we should try our best to be tolerant. And at the same time, we should also exercise consideration, immense consideration. Be considerate of our musallis that are standing next to us in the masjid. Be considerate of our family members at home, our wives, our children. Be considerate when we are coming. The masjid is a communal place. It is a place for the entire community, entire ummah, to congregate, to worship, and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us remember that, and let us always exercise consideration. When we park, the way we put our shoes, the way we sit in ourselves, we should not come with any offensive odors to the masjid. We should not come with such clothes that have pictures of animate objects, etc. on them. And as all of us know in our community, alhamdulillah, through the efforts of our Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, our masjid is one of the few masjids where cell phone usage is very minimal. People using their cell phones freely in the masjid is very minimal. This is because Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi alayhi had set a very high standard of preventing the musallis, conscientizing and cautioning the musallis with the use of the cell phone in the masjid. So we humbly beg you once again, and we appeal to you that please preferably leave your cell phones at home. If you have to bring your cell phone to the masjid, if you are in certain profession, like in the medical profession, you may be on call, etc., and you have to have your phone with you, then please have your phone on completely silent mode. Please do not take your phone out and play with your phone during the taraweeh, whilst you are waiting in between the salah. This is absolutely disrespectful to the masjid. Many a times we say we are reading Quran on our phone, or we're reading some wazifa on our phone, but that message will pop up, something will come from our Facebook link or something from our WhatsApp link, and we'll be tempted to click it, and some murat, something that is completely despicable, will pop up on our screen, which will be totally in contradiction to the ethos of the masjid. So please let us make this a cell-free Ramadan for our masjid. When we come to the masjid, let us not bring our phones. And also a humble appeal, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, many of our huffaz keep our masjid abad. They come to do their door almost throughout the day, after Fajr, before Fajr sometimes, after Zohar, after Asr. Alhamdulillah, this is an excellent thing. This is commendable, and we request all of our huffaz who can to take and participate in the program of coming and doing the door in the masjid. But here again, respected huffaz, respected youngsters, please subtract the cell phone from the equation. Many a times the huffaz are sitting with their Quran Sharifs open in front of them, with their cell phones on their side, looking at the cell phone and playing with the cell phone while the Quran Sharif is open in front of them. This is disrespectful to the masjid, this is disrespectful to the Quran Sharif, and this is not in the masjid. So we humbly repeat this, and we humbly appeal to our youngsters that are coming for Dora as well. Please be mindful of this. Please leave your cell phones at home or in the car whilst you are doing Dora in the masjid, and concentrate on your Quran Sharif and take the benefit of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq first and all of us tawfiq to benefit from this month of Ramadan, as we have been mentioning over the past few days before Isha Salah, that we should be aspiring and we should be trying our best to firstly fulfill all our faraiz, and then to try and carry out as much nawafil as we can in this month of Ramadan, because one farz carries the sawab of 70 faraiz, and a nafil carries the sawab of a farz. But if we are unable to carry out an abundance of nawafil, then what is absolutely imperative and necessary for us is to keep away from every type of guna. Let us try our utmost best to keep away from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the smallest of ways, and let us show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our total obedience in every way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.